Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Over the past year, police have reported over 13,000 incidents of domestic violence in Cambridgeshire. That is more than one call every hour. On average, two women in the UK are killed every week by a current or former partner. On Monday, four new White Ribbon ambassadors for Cambridgeshire took a pledge to stand against domestic abuse and violence perpetrated by men. One of them is Councillor Kevin Cuffley, Vice Chairman of the County Council's Communities and Partnership Committee and Lead Member for Community Safety and Domestic Violence. And Kevin is here in the studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for coming in. Is it significant that it's just men who are taking this White Ribbon pledge?
It actually is, yes. The thing is with men, because most crimes are against women by men, it's a way of getting men to stand up and fight against it and to help stop all this.
Now, if I get this right, there's a White Ribbon Day, but there's also various things which are going on over the next few weeks, including, I think, an event which is, I know you're County Council, but there's a City Council event here in Cambridge which is running today.
That is correct. The City Council today are doing the White Ribbon Conference at the Guildhall, where we will be there as well. And there's other events. There's the bigger starts on the 25th, the big 16-day campaign. The Cambridge County Council will be at the Parish Council conference tomorrow, promoting it again. And the idea of that will be that we can engage parish councils and city councils to and town councils to engage with it as well.
Is this a national campaign outside of Cambridgeshire, might have heard about elsewhere?
Yes, it is a national campaign. You have to get to become accredited to the White Ribbon. There are certain factors you have to do. You have to come up with a strategic plan to make sure that you're going to do something about it and help to tackle domestic abuse, and you have to come up with ambassadors as well.
And the choice of the four ambassadors, yourself, obviously, and who are the other three?
The other three is, one of them is Detective Superintendent Martin Brunning, who's the police lead for domestic violence, so that's all like self-explanatory. The Cambridge-based musician Gil Karpus, we contacted him because of his contacts within the music world, which is, as you can imagine, it's easy. He can get the word out. It's wide and varied. And with Gary Powell, he's involved with schools. It's a great opportunity to let the children know and educate children and let them know that this is not the way that life should be.
Because I guess, you know, there's the danger here, isn't there, that if there is a child who is in a home where there is some violence going on, it's like anything, you know, in the same way that, you know, sitting down with some chocolate watching a movie on a Sunday afternoon is normal in a household.
Absolutely.
At the other end of the spectrum, if you've got something as awful as this going on, then unfortunately, if you're in that household and it's happening, it also becomes normal.
Yes, and you're absolutely right with that. The issue is to the outside world, that family or that child may seem perfectly normal, and you don't understand what's going on behind, I hate to say it, being known, as I say, within these four walls. And they do grow up thinking this is the norm. And so the idea is to educate, bring in schools, which are being very proactive with it, and to let to give these children an avenue where they can speak out, and if they see something, if they feel that something's not right, they can do something about it.
I know we spoke at the Folk Festival, and you shared this a little with us before, but I remember you saying that you yourself had found yourself, your family, there was violence around.
Yes.
How did you deal with that personally? How old were you at the time, first of all?
First of all, my first recollection was when I was sort of like 4, 5, 6 years old, and you had those horrible experiences where you're literally, you've got the pillow over your head, you're trying to drown out the noise of your mother screaming. There was other incidents where I witnessed my father beating up my younger brother with a bat. And so, yes, I grew up with it. I come from, my parents had four children, and three of them were boys, and one of them was obviously my sister. And luckily, all three of us have gone down the other route. And we found this deplorable. You can imagine there were times when we confronted our father about it, and when we was old enough to do something about it, we did.
Mm. Mm. Do you think enough people take action? You know, if I know it's not, it's must have been dreadful for yourself and your family and for anybody else who would be in that situation today. There are people there. You don't necessarily have to sort it out yourself. There are people with the authorities and others. What would be the best path of action for somebody to take if they wanted to gently sort the problem?
Right. There's many ways you can do it. One is, generally speaking, most people that domestic abuse, when it's reported, comes from outside. So somebody else, i.e. a teacher or a friend or a neighbour or worker, so a work partner, will spot something's wrong. Mm. And then they will sort of like gently, oh, are you okay? Is anything? And generally, like you just said, you hide it. But if you gain their confidence, there are people that you can go to. There are associations and there are plenty of organisations within Cambridge that will help you. The police, people tend not to go to the police at the beginning because it's a very sensitive area.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you don't want if it's within the family, you don't want the violence. Obviously, you want that to cease straight away. But actually, at the same time, you don't want a loved one carted off to the police station either.
Yeah, but the thing is most people associate it with violence. It's not always violence. It's coercion.
So just mental stress and pressure as well.
And mental pressure and control. So there's things like, the partner may be giving you not enough money to survive on during the week, insulting you, degrading you, but in subtle ways that people from outside don't necessarily pick up on. Unfortunately, because of my experience, those signs I can see, and generally speaking, if I see someone who's in that situation, I can approach them
gently. So a change in character or some much change, sort of either over time or suddenly? Is that the
No,
that it, the sign,
generally speaking, a very good person who's very good at being abusive and domestic abuse is very subtle, and you don't spot it. It takes a... Before you know you're being abused, a lot of stuff's been going on prior, and then somebody will say, hold on, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. And they gently start talking to them. It does take time. Most people associate domestic abuse with physical violence. That's not always the way. It is a lot deeper than that.
Mm.
And there's a campaign running through Cambridge Libraries. Is that the Operation Lighthouse?
That's right. Two people again experienced it.
They're two brothers, aren't they? Whose mother and sister were killed by their father after suffering years of abuse.
Yeah. What they're doing is that they're going to the... they've written a book explaining their experiences. They will be at the conference as well today promoting, obviously, to tackle domestic abuse. One thing that we are looking at as well is if they can put the books into schools and potentially so children can see it and learn from that.
And I think there are some copies of the book available. If anybody wants to get in touch with us here, we can put you in the right direction to get hold of a copy of that. Well, look, Kevin, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I noticed you got your little white ribbon pin badge as well.
And to add things even, to make it even more...
Thank you.
You can have one, so you can also promote and yourself.
I shall stick it on my coat today as I head down to London a little later on. If anybody asks what it's about, we'll certainly tell them.
And thank you very much for inviting me in.
No, pleasure. Thank you very much. That's Councillor Kevin Cuffley, is the Vice Chairman of the County Council's Communities and Partnership Committee, speaking about the White Ribbon Pledge and those various events which are going on over the next few weeks. It is 8:22.
Cambridge 105 Radio.